This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gabon's President Ali Bongo urged friends all over the world to make noise after military officers said they had seized power and placed him under house arrest. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
I don't know what's going on.
Gabon's detained President Ali Bongo appeared in a video on Wednesday appealing for help from the international community.
Au nom du peuple gabonais.
That's after senior military officers announced early in the day that they had seized power and placed Bongo under house arrest.
I'm to send a message to all the friends that we have all over the world to tell them to make noise, to make noise.
However, on the streets of Gabon, there have been scenes of jubilation. Crowds lifted this senior officer in the air. He appears to be Brice Oligui Nguema, head of the Republican Guard, who was named late on Wednesday as leader of Gabon's transition.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday called for a review of corrupt decisions he said had been made by medical commissions that assess whether conscripts are fit for service in Ukraine's military.
Перевірити значний масив рішень ВЛК щодо інвалідності та непридатності до військової.
Speaking during his nightly address, Zelensky said the number of medical exemptions from military service granted in some regions had increased tenfold, and that law enforcement had documented instances of officials receiving bribes worth thousands of dollars. Hurricane Idalia tore through Florida with winds topping more than 150 kilometers per hour, splitting trees in half, ripping roofs off hotels, and turning small cars into boats, happening in the southeast U.S. This is VOA News. Nearly $100 million in funding is being sent to Hawaii to harden the U.S. state's electrical grid following a devastating wildfire that destroyed one town on the island of Maui, President Joe Biden has announced. Steve Herman, VOA's chief national correspondent in Washington, has details.
President Joe Biden, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, asked for patience from residents of the Hawaiian island of Maui, where an August 8th fire sparked by downed power lines killed at least 115 people and destroyed the historic center of the town of Lahaina.
I directed my team to do everything we can for as long as it takes to help Maui recover, rebuild in a way that respects and honors Hawaiian traditions and cultures and the needs of the local community.
Some Maui residents have expressed frustration with the pace and level of government support following the fires. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Chile on Wednesday launched the first ever government project to determine the fate of more than 1,000 people who disappeared during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet, who grabbed power in a coup 50 years ago. Until now, the burden of searching for the 1,162 people who remained unaccounted for decades has been borne mainly by bereaved loved ones. Only information out of the fate of 307 found to date. A major obstacle has been trying to deal with former soldiers accused of Nexican of having to forge a pact of silence to keep their crimes hidden. Some 15,000 people, including many tourists, paced each other with tomatoes as Spain's annual Tomatillo street battle takes place in an eastern town. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Workers on trucks tip 120 tons of overripe tomatoes into the main street of the town for participants to throw. The fight leaves the street, its houses and the participants drenched in red pulp. Then the town's hose down and the revelers shower off within minutes. After the hour-long noon battle, the festival, held on the last Wednesday of August, was inspired by a food fight between local children in 1945 in the town, located in a tomato-producing region. Media attention in the 1980s turned it into a national and international event, drawing participants from every corner of the world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. judge has held Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, liable in a defamation case brought by two state of Georgia election workers who say they were falsely accused of fraud. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.